track three, and here are our headline stories from the Mid-Devon. New cafe will be a sign of the times. A remarkable young man about to launch what is thought to be the first community facility of its kind in the Teignbridge area. The new monthly Deaf Cafe in Bovey Tracy is set to offer a social setting for people with hearing loss and enable others to learn British Sign Language. The project is the brainchild of 23-year-old Chudley Knighton businessman Bradley Oliver, and it is thought to be the first of its kind, covering both Teignbridge and much of Dartmoor. The idea came to him when he was running the fortnightly Maker's Gift Market at the Bovey Tracy Riviera Side Community Centre. He had tried to talk with a girl interested in his laser-cut crafts, but her parents said she was deaf and only knew sign language. That was enough for Bradley and Mum Katrina, who is also involved in the business, and they started to pay for their own signing lessons. And now they want to share the joy their new skill has brought. We have disabilities in our own family and know how important it is that everyone is included, said Bradley. There are five houses in Bovey Tracy that are run by Deaf UK, and they bring people here for holidays. When they come to the market and realise we can sign, they are often surprised and the response is really positive. We can go around the stalls and interpret the best we can to let them know the price of objects or help them express their thoughts. The new Deaf Cafe is set to launch at the Riverside Community Centre on July the 3rd and will then take place from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. on the first Friday of each month from September onwards. People can come and learn fingerspelling and other basics, but it is also for deaf people to come and chat with others in their community, said Bradley. We're starting to spread the word and quite a few people are already interested. We're asking for just a £2 donation to cover costs and hope it will go from strength to strength. The scheme has won the backing of Central Devon MP and Shadow Chancellor Sir Mel Stride MP, who said, "This is a great initiative on the part of Bradley, who is once again showing how local action can help in a way that assists not just those who are deaf or hearing impaired, but the wider community too. I look forward to the prospect of visiting the Deaf Cafe in the future and seeing this great initiative in action." The Riverside Community Centre is operated by Bovey Tracy Town Council and manager Helen Tate is providing initial free room hire. She said, "I have been very impressed with Bradley's energy and effort, which he gladly commits to a wide range of initiatives, supporting and enhancing life for many in Bovey Tracy."
The lead story from the Teignmouth Post and Gazette: rare red-ruffed lemur quads born at Shaldon. Spring is in the air at Shaldon Wildlife Trust, which is celebrating an extraordinary baby boom following the birth of four critically endangered red-ruffed lemurs. The quadruplets, born on the 4th of May to mother Eka and father Nero, represent a significant milestone for the small charity and for the European Breeding Programme. While twins are common for this species, quadruplets are incredibly rare, occurring in fewer than 6% of births worldwide. Despite being one of the UK's smaller wildlife charities, Shaldon is known for punching well above its weight on the international stage. These newborns are part of the European Association of Zoos and Aquariums breeding programme, a vital Europe-wide effort to ensure the survival of red-ruffed lemurs, which are only found in the small area in the northeast of Madagascar. Alongside being part of the breeding programme, Shaldon Wildlife Trust directly supports the protection of these animals in the wild through their field conservation partner, the Lemur Conservation Association. The news comes on the heels of the trust being featured in National Geographic as one of the top zoos globally dedicated to conservation, further cementing the small zoo's role in global wildlife preservation. The four youngsters are already keeping mum Eka very busy. Visitors to the trust may soon be able to catch a glimpse of the youngsters as they become more active in their habitat. Zach Schaul, director of Shaldon Wildlife Trust, said, "To have four healthy infants at once is a real testament to the care our team provides. We've had a lot of excitement recently with the National Geographic coverage, but there is nothing quite like the arrival of quads to remind us why we do what we do. It's a huge win for the species and a proud moment for Shaldon."
Hopes Group can protect valuable green space. A much-loved area of public green space in Dawlish could be taken over by a community group. The new hay next to St Gregory's Church is glebe land belonging to the Diocese of Exeter, but its future is in doubt after Teignbridge Council failed to renew its lease on the site. Campaigners say the 4 acres of land, which has historically been used as informal recreation open space, is rich in wildlife and accessible for old people and those with disabilities. Town councillors in Dawlish have been looking into ways the land could be protected. A special task and finish group was set up and has presented its findings. A report to councillors said the new hay task and finish group recognises the considerable community value and historic importance of the new hay. However, following extensive due diligence investigations, independent professional advice and detailed consideration of the operational, financial, legal and liability implications, the group concluded that it would not be in the best interests of the town council or local council taxpayers to take on responsibility for the site. But councillors have agreed to strongly support the principle of a properly constituted community group taking on the future management of the site for the continued benefit of the local community. The council said representatives of the diocese have advised the future of the new hay will be considered at a diocese meeting later this month. The report continued, "The group also recognised an independent community organisation may be significantly better placed than the town council to access and secure a wider range of external grant funding opportunities, charitable funding streams, environmental funding, community asset grants and volunteer-led support schemes that are not always available to local authorities. The group considered this could provide a more sustainable long-term model for maintaining the new hay as a public open space whilst reducing the direct financial burden on local council taxpayers." After the meeting, campaigner Betsy Binion said there had been a good turnout with lots of members of the public who spoke passionately about what the new hay means to them. She said people are keen to move forward with a community group running the new hay. The diocese had previously approached the town council asking if it would be interested in taking on the land on a leasehold basis. But this would be an annual rent of about £2,000 and any arrangement would be on a full repair and insure basis with all maintenance, liability and operational responsibilities transferring. A survey of the land carried out by the town council identified a range of concerns, including deteriorated fencing, inadequate edge protection adjacent to watercourses, potential fall hazards, overgrown vegetation, and ongoing maintenance liabilities. The town council has pledged to agree to support a suitable community proposal, but as a facilitator rather than a land manager.